Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are back with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Here we are celebrating our seventh anniversary. We're coming to the end of 7 years, beginning our eighth year, if you will. And the interesting thing, Beth, is it started on September 7th I think it was 11 o'clock in the morning. And here we are, 7 o'clock on the 7th. 7 years. I don't know what that means, but thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me here, and I'm just grateful to have been a part of this. This has been a journey, and it's put a lot of good out into the world and into people's hearts and certainly yours. This has been such a gift, both for you and to you and to the community, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of it.
And we have some interesting things coming up in the coming months as well as year, because we're going to start really focus a little bit more on the people around us. We're going to start talking more about the whole aspect of conversations that we had in actually the first year dealing with community. That is becoming more and more, not so much a buzzword, but really a frame of mind that I can't think globally.
Anymore,
I don't know what that means.
I
can think locally and say, oh, gee, well, what can I do for Beth? And what can Beth do for me? And who does she know that I need help here? And how can I help and contribute? And on and on and on. And I think that that's a great focus for us at this time of the year, especially when we start thinking about the harvest has already begun in a lot of areas.
And in a lot of ways. The harvest is so magical in that it's both literal and figurative. You know, it's mental, emotional, spiritual, but it's also very, very material. And this time of year, one of the biggest challenges I see for people is simply being present with this process. So much happens right now, and it's so hard to just be calm and focused and do the right thing in the right moment and let go of whatever your agenda happened to be, because there's just so much grace here.
Yeah, I have noticed observationally, at least for myself, I don't know about you or anyone else, that different things seem to matter. I was asked just the other day, for example, if there were a fire and I had an hour or whatever to grab the things that I wanted, what would it be? And obviously the first thing would be make sure that Amrita and the animals were all safe. And I sat for a few seconds and thought about the things that I might grab. And so some came to mind, but I said, you know what? If I grab nothing other than the lives of those that are important to me, the rest can go up in flames because it's all stuff.
And this is the heart of Virgo. This is the heart of Virgo and the sign that we're in now. Virgo is so righteously spiritual and not in a dogmatic, doctrinaire sort of way. It's living acts. It's what you do. It's how you conduct yourself. And it's the concept of conducting yourself in a way that serves the highest good, not just on Sundays, not just on spiritual holidays or religious times, but on a daily, day-in, day-out kind of basis. What works best? What works best? And it's an awesomely simple practice to wrap your head around. It's an awesomely difficult discipline to adopt as you walk through the world.
But
it's an amazing process. And I always ask at this time of year, you know, when we enter the sign of Virgo, Virgo so much is about service above self, service to the community, service to your fellow man, but not in a martyr or victim sort of way. You know, it's about sharpening your skills so that you can give and give in a way that is constructive and helpful to everyone. You know, it's also not giving in an enabling way or in an enmeshed or enmeshment sort of situation. Yeah. It's really a lot about enlightenment. There's a lot of enlightenment that happens right now, right here. And it's an awesome time.
I think that one interesting observation from my standpoint has to do with what you just said, in that for the better part of my career, I would rather do the work than charge someone the rate that others think I should be charging. I want to help those people to get, in this case, their message out, because it's important to them. So I want to make sure that others who hear it can really sit and listen to it and decide. Not my place to decide. It's irrelevant. I want to be able to do that. And so it's like that juxtaposition we all face between between service and self-sustaining, in terms of, okay, I've got to make money to pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's exactly the kind of issues that I see in clients. That's exactly what happens this time of year, where, you know, the harvest is coming in and we're looking at, okay, the winter time is coming, and we're looking at how do we get through the coming months, especially for those individuals and businesses and governments that are on the, October 1st?
Yeah.
To September, end of September fiscal year.
The fiscal
There's a
year, yeah.
lot of stuff going on right now. Yeah. And for retailers, people who exist the rest of the year on the money they make in the fourth quarter.
And I think we'll talk more about that when we come back next week, because we're about out of time. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn, 963-0842. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.